But hard kill systems have problems too. You need sophisticated radar to detect incoming missiles and precise aim to hit them. Anti-tank missiles travel at hundreds of meters a second, so quick reaction times are vital. The Soviet Drozd system, one of the first hard-kill APSs, was initially deployed in the 1980s, in the wake of the USSR's invasion of Afghanistan. It fired shells full of shotgun-like pellets at incoming missiles. Afghanit, Drozd's most recent successor, is built into Russia's brand-new T-14 tanks. But Russia has struggled to construct enough of these. As best as analysts can tell, few APS-equipped tanks have so far been sent into Ukraine. The army that is furthest along with hard-kill APSs is Israel's. Its trophy system is designed by Rafael, a firm in Haifa, and is fitted to the country's Merkava tanks. Trophy fires a tight spread of precisely aimed projectiles, the idea being to minimize the danger the system poses to nearby friendly infantry. Israel's army claims that Trophy has defeated many anti-tank rocket attacks in Gaza, though Mr. Hawkes notes that such attacks are probably from older, less sophisticated ATGMs. Trophy has attracted interest from abroad too. America and Germany have equipped some tanks with it, and Britain is running trials. There are downsides to such defences. APSs take up weight, space and power, all precious commodities in a tank. Western tanks in particular, says Mr. Watling, have little room to grow heavier without compromising performance. And hard kill systems may protect against only a handful of incoming rounds, since debris from a successful interception is likely to damage the delicate radar on which the system relies. Crafty enemies could rake tanks with machine gun fire to disable this radar before the fact, says Mr. Watling. But a defense does not have to be perfect to be useful. Mr. Hawkes talks of multi-layered onion-style defenses, in which screening infantry, spot threats, smoke can obscure a tank's location, and armor then protects the target if all else fails. Russia's experience in Ukraine suggests adding another layer to that onion could prove useful indeed.